It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello, welcome one and all. It's 1902 UTC here on a beautiful Monday, March the 18th, 2024. I'm in Austin, Texas, where we're seeing current temperatures of high of 19, low of 10. That's right. If we're below 20, I'm a happy camper. So it's kind of exciting. March is that kind of weather here in town, at least this year. Every year it kind of rotates around, but we had a pretty mild winter. So that usually, you know, foretells or portends, I don't know what the right word is. That usually means that it's going to be really, really hot this year. So I'm not looking forward to it, but we shall see. SSHing in. I just went and got my passport. I had a series of chores to do. I went and had two tacos at one taco, the local shop. It was featured in Diners, Dine-Ins, and Drives, and it's just around the corner. So I went and got two tacos at one taco. Then I went and got my passport photo at the CVS. It was really quick, fastest I've ever gotten anything to do with passports. And then I came home, got in the car, and went around the block to the car place because I have to get my AC recharged because, again, it's not blowing super cold. And, I picture it going to be really, really hot this summer. So I'm like, I want to be sure that's taken care of. And then I need my inspection done. I'm trying to stay on top of my inspection and registration. If you haven't heard the show or you weren't keeping up with that, I avoided getting my car inspected or registered for about a little over 6 years. So I'm trying to keep up with that. Anyway, if you'd like to chat and hang out during the show while we're talking about news and all the cool stuff going on in the world, all you need to do is SSH in to sdf.org. You just SSH, you can use new, N-E-W, at sdf.org if you'd like. That'll let you sign up for a new account. And then once you're there, launch Comm or Commode Chat. Just type C-O-M. You can type man space commode if you want to learn more about Comm, like how to set up your Comm-RC file. And you'll press G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And then you'll be hanging out with cool people like Ratsu and Stug, Claudio M and Ingrix, along with Stern and Jeff, Ratsu and X1, everybody, the whole crew hanging out. X1's got a pot, growing a pot of okra. That'll be cool. Hello. So welcome one and all. So we're here. It's 1905. I did a lot of me chores, grown-up chores. Work stuff. I don't know. They're retiring. The shortest version I can tell you that wouldn't disclose too much is, I used to run, I don't know, 200 or so, utilities, internally on an OpenStack cluster, but the OpenStack guy is, leaving. And so the OpenStack cluster is going away. So that's my next thing. I got to hurry up and go. So anyway, also go to a non-radio, you can go to Bboard for more information and cool stuff. You can be cool like Ingrix and answer gopher questions and stuff like that. Also, Meta Array, if you're not a member, if you're not a Meta ARPA member, this might not matter to you, but Meta Array 5 went live on Sunday. Let's see, sorry, my host key is bad on my computer I'm on right now, so I'm going to fix it. Quit. Sorry, I copied and pasted, had an error. But Meta Array 5 is live now, so brand new system, brand new updates. If you have files on Meta Array 4, you can still grab them, but you're going to want to contact membership if you can't find certain files, and post any new requests on requests on the requests Bboard. Okay, I think we got there. I'm just going to go ahead and edit my known hosts file real quick so that I can... What? I just wanted to be sure I've got that set up here on my on this computer too. All right, there we go. Yeah, any software you'd like to see installed can be made through a post on Bboard, on the requests board. There is a Meta Array 5 thread, so check that out as you will. All right, so let's get into it. There's plenty of news, a little bit of death, a little bit of destruction. I'm just finding my window. Here we go. Well, first, we're in Australia. A man plummeted to his death from a hot air balloon over Melbourne, Australia on March 18th, according to the AP. The incident took place early in the morning, around 7:30 a.m. Following the incident, the balloon landed at Yarra Bend Park, while other hot air balloons in the vicinity made landings at various inner-city parks. According to the AP report, the hot air balloon had departed from the northern suburbs of Melbourne and had been airborne for about 30 minutes before the man fell out of the basket. The man's body was subsequently discovered in a residential neighborhood, prompting Victoria State Police to seal off Albert Street between Wood Street and Murray Road. You know, this is how you know it's a big national story, because they're telling us what streets in the city. So yeah, he fell along with the sunrise. So as the sun was coming up, he was going down. Like the saying, what goes up must come down. The Victoria Police are in the process of compiling a report for the coroner and say that the death isn't being treated as suspicious. They're also interviewing the balloon's pilot and other passengers on board and any eyewitnesses. So, there you go. Just a little bit of heads up there. In Nigeria, 16 soldiers have been killed during fighting between communities. Communities is what caught my eye when I was reading this story. At least 16 soldiers, including four officers, were killed in southern Nigeria while responding to a distress call during fighting between two communities. The attack in the oil-rich Riverine Delta state happened in the Bomadi Council area Thursday when the soldiers deployed to keep the peace were surrounded by community youths and killed. The attack led to the death of the commanding officer, two majors, one captain, and 12 soldiers. Few arrests have been made related to the attack, which is now being investigated by the military. So, pretty wild stuff there. Local media reported the conflict in the Delta was related to a lingering land dispute between the Okuma and Okoloba communities, which resulted in the abduction of one man. The soldiers had unsuccessfully tried to negotiate his freedom. This feels like it could be an anime battle. Where's Luffy or one of the other anime heroes? They should come and help these guys out. Two people were killed and five injured in Washington, D.C. shooting blocks from the White House. Two people were fatally shot and five others injured after a shooting broke out on Sunday morning. The shooting occurred around 3 a.m. at 7th and P Street. That's like Papa Street. A stone's throw from the Kennedy Recreation Center and a 10-minute drive from the White House. Note, the nation's capital is Washington, D.C. That's also where the White House is. So any shooting that happens in Washington, D.C. could be reported as a stone's throw away. Anyway, the five injured individuals are adults, according to Metropolitan Police. They have each been transported to local hospitals. We're asking anyone who may have information related to this incident or who may have witnessed to contact the Metropolitan Police Department. Earlier on Sunday, the Metropolitan Police posted on Twitter, "Look out for a black man, average build, wearing light pants and a blue shirt." This is fun because this is kind of institutionalized racism, kind of showing up in an interesting way. Because this is the Independent; they're rated as a let's see, where's my bias plugin. There's the bias plugin I usually use. My contrast is really bad on this display. I can't see it. But usually it's not red, so I know that it's not a hard left or hard right. But anyway, they generally the way police describe black men or just most people of color is so dramatically generic that they could ostensibly just kill any person of color they see and say they fit the description, which is why that kind of stuff is dangerous. Two were killed. They don't know who did it. They'll figure it out eventually. A guy has been captured. A suspect accused of killing a New Mexico police officer was captured after a shootout. A manhunt for the person accused of killing two people on opposite sides of the country, a New Mexico police officer and a South Carolina paramedic, has come to an end. Jeremy Alexander Smith, the suspect responsible for the murder of paramedic Bonesia Machado Foray and New Mexico State Police Officer Justin Hare, were found, or maybe it's Hare, were found on March 17th, 2 days after Officer Hare was killed. That looks like what we got here. Seeing if there's anything else here. Police linked the two murders as he was driving the South Carolina paramedic's BMW. And an investigation into the incident is still underway. They're tirelessly searching for any leads on how he was able to get across the country. Let's see what we got going on in comm. Claudia, yeah, I really like Christy's 5 questions and saw that there was none posted, so I thought I'd post some. Oh, cool. I'll go check that out. 5 questions is a fun little thing in B-Board. Let's see. Yeah, I get overloaded with Mastodon, too. And it sounds like our Mastodon server's getting overloaded with Mastodon stuff. Okay. All right. Oh, good. On Gopher. Okay, so let's keep on a rolling. There's more death. This is more destruction. Could have been death. Alaska Airlines blowout. Passenger describes being on a flight 1282. Never mind. This is the guy that... this was... Never mind. This is the flight 1282. Hey, Quentin. Welcome. 1282 was the flight where the door blew out. That's not really new news. Over the weekend, a plane did lose a body panel. One of the panels on the plane blew off and landed out in the woods somewhere. Ingrix pointing out, for what it's worth, I think cops suck at describing people regardless of race. Guys with 2 arms wanted for robbery. Yeah, there's a lot of that too, for sure. So let's talk about bears for a minute. Thrig pointing out, in Pakistan, it was always someone wearing a salwar kameez. Oh, yeah, that would be kind of generic, too. 2 people are in hospital after being attacked by a bear in a Slovak town. Liptovsky Mikulis. I'm going to put that in comm because it has accents on letters that I don't know how to say them. So we're going to say enter, paste. All right, Liptovsky Mikulis. They're bears. A 49-year-old woman suffered an injury to her shoulder, while a 72-year-old man was treated for a gash on his head, officials confirmed. Gash is always a weird word to me, because I only ever hear it whenever it's either in an old action movie or like a Pulp Fiction kind of thing, or it's a rude sex story. Either way, those are the only times I ever see the word gash. So seeing it in the BBC article here is a bit funny to me. Anyway, reports say the police went to drive the bear out of town and into a forest. Videos posted on social media showed the bear bounding along the road and in one lunging at a man on the pavement. The news comes after a 31-year-old Belarusian woman apparently fell to her death trying to escape a brown bear in the nearby Loa Tatra Mountains. She'd been walking with a companion through an area of thick forest and steep ravines when they were set upon by the bear. According to the man, he and the woman fled in different directions. Her body was later discovered by a short search dog shortly after he called for help. There have been a number of bear attacks in Slovakia in recent years, including one fatal attack in 2021, reported at the time to be the first in Slovakia for a century. Gash is also Jack speak for rubbish or trash. But what's Jack speak? That's the next question. My social media is full of people, naval language and slang of the Royal Navy. And then let's see, jackspeak.com is a clothing outlet, so I don't think that's what we want. Here we go. The British Royal Navy has a language or slang all of its own, which reflects both its long history and the culture, both good and bad, of the seafarer. And then let's see. The officer's mess is called the ward room, and the toilets are the heads. A call to clear the lower decks means everyone is to be addressed by a senior officer, while the upper deck refers to officers only. This address will be announced by a pipe. To the non-nautical, this means a tannoy announcement. This expression goes back to the days when a pipe or whistle was blown before an announcement was made aboard a ship. And there's a whole bunch more if you want to Google it or want to do a search for it. But I thought that was pretty neat. Thanks. Thanks for that new word, Jackspeak. Now, if you watched that show about the video game where people become zombies because of a mushroom, some kind of fungal infection, well, in Cleveland, houses are becoming zombies, I guess. In Cleveland, mushrooms are digesting entire houses. In the struggle to combat pollution and fight climate change, a growing number of scientists are beginning to look to one of nature's oldest biotechnologies, fungi. The city of Cleveland faces an epidemic of abandoned houses, crumbling homes, numbering in the thousands. These ramshackle structures are riddled with toxins like lead and dilapidated to the point of no return. And if tearing down and safely disposing of the waste of such homes sounds daunting, imagine thousands of them. Among the numerous issues that arise, one essential question involves waste. What do you do with the waste material for so many structures when so much of it is toxic? All of the material from demolition, the studs, the floors, cellulosic mass, primarily structure component of plants, and even things like seeing tiles and asphalt material like roof shingles can be mixed into substrate that then becomes good for growing fungus, says Chris Maurer, founder of Cleveland-based architecture firm Red House Studio. Through his firm, they've been advocating for the use of substrate to address Cleveland's housing crisis. So, this is pretty interesting stuff. It's a pretty long article on the BBC. I'm going to put a link in com. You can check it out. Mushroom future. I have a typo in the title, my bad. But anyway, if you go to sdf.org/l-lima/1-papa-5. So that's sdf.org/lima/1-papa-5, sdf.org/l/1-p-5, all lowercase, you'll be set to go. Let's see. Pigs. I don't know what's going on. We're going to keep on a rolling. Oh, some of those words are used outside of the Royal Navy. Yes, yes. But anyway, essentially what they're doing is they're taking the waste from tearing down a house, chopping it up, and using it to feed mushrooms, or letting mushrooms dissolve it. Brooklyn prosecutor says no charges in a New York City self-defense subway shooting. You may remember last year or last summer, I forget how long ago it was, there was a guy in the subway who in self-defense choked a guy out, just strangled him in front of everybody. He got convicted and had a whole bunch of legal problems. But apparently, now that the National Guard's hanging out in the subway, it's okay. The alleged shooter from a Brooklyn subway train confrontation that quickly escalated from verbal exchange to violent altercation will not be charged at this point, given evidence of self-defense, according to Brooklyn's district attorney. At 4:45 p.m. on Thursday, a 32-year-old man boarded a packed A train in Brooklyn, where he was aggressively approached by a 36-year-old man. The older man displayed a sharp object before allegedly reaching for a gun, which the younger man grabbed and shot him with four times. The New York Police Department said on Thursday that they weren't sure whether the charges would be brought against the 32-year-old who was arrested at the scene or whether it would be characterized as self-defense. On Friday, a spokesperson for the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office said yesterday's shooting inside a crowded subway car was shocking and upsetting. The investigation into this incident is ongoing, but at this stage, self-defense precludes us from filing any charges. So there you go. So essentially what they're talking about here is it's kind of neat. It's kind of amazing. It doesn't really explain what happened other than this guy was going to get attacked and he saw the other person had a gun and he took the gun from the bad guy, from the other person, and shot him. So, if I hear anything else about this, I'll let you know, if it's news anyway. It's 1921 UTC, 1920 UTC, let's see, let's push plus sign in comp, yeah, 1921, 13. So, I just want to take a moment to let you know you're listening to Anon Radio.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
I'm sorry. I don't know it was loud. Thanks, Thrig. Close. I have sounds at 30.4%. I'll turn it down to, let's say, 15%. All right, this should be half as loud. Can I try it again? I think I will. Trying again in 3, 2, 1.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
All right, was that better? I reduced it to 14.8. It's at 14.8% now. All right. Perfect. Thank you very much, everybody, for your feedback. Broadcasting from the phone is always a can be a challenge. I should take a screenshot of these settings in case my phone dies or something happens. All right, there we go. Link. Okay. All right, let's keep on rolling. Man, I got so much news stories. We're going to jump to the back and talk about the cool technology news going on in the world. China has rolled out a rocket for Qiao2 lunar satellite launch. It's Q-U-E-Q-I-A-O. And so in my head, it sounds like Qiao2 lunar satellite launch. China is set to launch its communications relay satellite to support upcoming moon missions late March 19th. A long March 8 rocket was vertically transferred to a launch pad at Wenchang Satellite Launch Center on March 17th. The rocket will launch Qiao2 towards the moon in preparation for Chang'e-6 lunar farside sample return mission in May. Qiao2 has a mass of 1,200 kilograms and is equipped with a 4.2-meter parabolic antenna. Its elliptical orbit will allow it to maintain communication with both Earth and lunar farside, which never faces the Earth. The satellite has a mission lifetime of 8 years, and it's intended to support not only Chang'e-6, but also Chang'e-7 and Chang'e-8 missions to the South Pole. NextSpaceflight.com has great little bits of information there. No relation to Qiao2. thank you, Quentin. Quentin providing a link there. nextspaceflight.com/launches/details/7147. spaceflight.com/launches/details/7147. All right, so that's going on here. The moon is tidally locked to the Earth, meaning that one hemisphere of the planetary body always faces our planet. Qiao's orbit will see it have line of sight to both Chang'e-6, which is targeting Apollo crater on the southern hemisphere on the far side, and Earth for a large portion of its orbital period. It's going to use X and UHF bands to communicate with Chang'e's spacecraft, S and Ka bands for communications with Earth. It features multiple data rates and reconfigurable software. So anyway, very exciting stuff if you're into the rocket and space things. Meanwhile, the Peregrine payloads have returned useful data despite no lunar landing. Despite not making it to the moon, NASA and others flying payloads on Astrorobotics Peregrine Lunar Lander say they still got useful data from the mission. It launched on January 8th and was kind of got messed up, if you remember. Although it didn't reach the moon, many of the payloads on board were tested during the flight. In transit, we're going to keep most of the payloads in survival mode, said Dan Hendrickson, vice president. While many of the science payloads weren't able to collect the intended data, they were able to be tested in space and in some cases perform some science. So just kind of like a consolation prize. Oh, I forgot to mention, it's in 5 minutes from now, in 4 minutes and some change, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. It's a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. That's right. Every dang day, no matter what day of the week, every damn day, if you ask me, we've got Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. So stick around for that coming up here in just 4 minutes, 3 minutes and some change now. So check that up. Claudia Wim hopes Calm is taking notes to post all of the backlog pluses and minuses once the plusser is back. That's right, the plusser has been down. But, you know, it's what happens, I guess. It's one of those things. Oops, I accidentally hit boss mode. Press H and Calm for all the cool things because there's different pieces, different things happening. We need deleting, cleaning. All right, easy enough. And then what is this? All right. I just want to see the flowing stream of karma given out once it's working. All right, sorry, I was getting work chats. I want to try and buy a Z-Wave controller, all this kind of stuff. But Germany is aiming to build a fusion power plant. A new funding program for nuclear fusion research has been announced by Germany's federal research minister, Bettina Stark-Watzinger, aimed at paving the way for the first fusion power plant to be constructed in Germany by 2040. Of course, Germany famously shut down all of its nuclear power plants shortly before Russia cut off gas supplies on the Nord Stream pipeline, plunging them into a power crisis. So hopefully they figure it out. The Ur Energy, like uranium, build-out is the second one is planned in Wyoming. Ur Energy has announced a decision to build out the fully permitted and licensed Shirley Basin project in Carbon County, Wyoming. The company recently made its first shipment of uranium from the restarted Lost Creek project. The Plusser is on vacation. What? Anyway, it's kind of fun. Authorities today closed the monastery after neighbors complained of flowing streams of karma. Oh, man, we only got a few. We've got like 90 seconds to go. Let me hurry up. Cut submarine cables caused outages across Africa. Six countries are still affected. This was a cable that crosses the Red Sea that was damaged. 13 countries experienced outages last Thursday due to damage to submarine optic cables. Multiple network providers reported internet outages. Benin, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Côte d'Ivoire, Ghana, Guinea, Liberia, Namibia, Niger, Nigeria, South Africa, the Gambia, and Togo. Reportedly suffered nationwide outages, with most seeing multiple networks hit. So, that's just a struggle there. And let's see. Oh, man. We're running low on time. I'm trying to hurry. Internet providers have left rural Americans behind. One county is fighting back. Congress is spending $65 billion to connect the rural U.S. to the world. Orangeburg, South Carolina knows the stakes better than anywhere. And we don't have time to run into this, but essentially, small towns have done this in the past, and when they do, they're faced by strong competition by the monopolies. Yeah, it sucks. And so, anyway, please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. It's coming up in just 30 seconds. I'll be back tomorrow at 1900 UTC, hopefully. Dubious Goals time. It's Dubious Goals time. My old buddy Kowalski loved a good meat-on-meat sandwich. C-U-J-K-H. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome. Right here on Dubious Goals time. We got 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Times to go. Dubious Goals time. With Pippa.